How are you, Tim?
Good, thank you, Michael. How are you?
Very well, very well. We get the last of the group ones up in Sydney, which is it's going to be interesting. We just heard Catherine Coleman earlier in the show saying that with the prospect of a good track, they may pull the TJ Stakes winner Chain of Lightning out. So we'll need to see what the final makeup is, but the form lines through that TJ, no wonder you've got Espiona, the $3.80 favourite.
Yeah, she actually has been on the drift a little, Espiona, Michael. Opened her up $3.50 yesterday, now out to that $3.80. We did have her for a fair bit in the futures book here, so we were probably a little conservative on opening that price. But, you know, we're quite happy, actually, to take that TJ form on a little here. Just think they all finished in a clump there. Espiona in particular was, you know, a much bigger SP, although stiff in that race, much bigger SP than a few out of that race, like your Sunshine in Paris, Magic Time, etc. So for that reason, we're looking sort of to a few other form lines here. Probably Private Eyes, one we're keeping a touch safe off
Private
of Preston
Eye.
At that. Yeah, James McDonald book, trialled well in between runs. You know, at the start of the prep, he ran very close to Imperatriz, which started well shorter than most of these horses in the TJ. So just think with that freshen up, we know he can run out the distance as well. James McDonald book ticks a lot of boxes. And the other one, Southport Tycoon, Michael. We've seen the form out of that Australian Guineas hold up the whole spring. Another which has had a freshen, drawn a good gate for Jamie Carr here. So I think those two horses are probably, punters are ignoring them a bit, focusing on that TJ Smith form. We think Espiona could even drift a touch further from that $3.80. So
Right. Certainly
an interesting betting race, and it'll be interesting if likes of Chain of Lightning run could change the speed map up a little bit here.
Hold your fire if you like Espiona in the all-age stakes, the current $3.80 favourite. I agree. I think Southport Tycoon's a really good chance at $6 from that good gate. The other group one's a bit thin because it's for the two-year-olds. It's the Champagne. We only have a smallish field, and Manal's been very well supported into 230.
Yeah, certainly has, Michael. Opened up $2.50 yesterday, later basically straight away into that $2.30. It's a bit of a tricky race, this one. You can draw lines through a few of them. Manal does look the logical one coming out of that size, but sort of had things go away there. The speed was on, was able to get over the top of them late. But at that sort of a price, just being a back marker, I think we'll be happy to take her on again. Just we think things will need to go our way again. The one which has been sort of set for this race most, we think, is probably Linebacker. He'd probably be ahead of Manal in the run. He's $2.70. Obviously been set for this race, while a few of the others, it's a bit of an afterthought. And he was well ahead of the likes of Broadsiding, who's the other one sort of in the market here. So we're expecting that horse to drift as well coming out of a weaker race last week. But yeah, just think Manal might need a few things to go away. So happy to take her on that $2.30. Think Linebacker could challenge for favouritism some stage.
Okay. Saturday. All right. Well, that's a good bit of information for those who like Manal to hold fire again there as well. What about Front Page? To be honest, I just can't see if he comes back again the way he has, he should just run them off their feet. He's $2.10. Are you going to take him on?
To be honest, he was one we're looking to keep a touch safe, but probably is short enough at that price, we think, Michael. He was another one we sort of laid as soon as we went up yesterday at $2.30, now $2.10, as you said. It's just not a horse that started a short price most runs in his career, so it's a question of whether punters want to take that short of a price. But really, if he does run up to that sort of Galaxy form, I think he is certainly the one to beat here. The fly in the ointment could be Valana. I'm guessing he's heading up to Brisbane for, you know, the 10,000, possibly a Stradbroke campaign. Nash Rewilla book, I believe he won this race last year and certainly is a horse that can perform fresh. So it's just a question of whether punters are happy to take that $2.10 about Front Page, but he's not one we'll be looking to chase out too aggressively, put it that way, Michael.
Okay, and the other one I want to ask you before we look at Mornington about in Sydney is Jimmy Starr. Now, we know he's paid for most of your retirements at the tab, at least a very nice end-of-year holiday. What price are you going to give us in race number 9?
Yeah, well, we're actually $3.10 and we're top odds by a couple of rolls there across the market, Michael. We are a little happy to take him on here. Obviously, you know, last start had no luck. There was a bit of criticism of the ride, et cetera, at the start before in Melbourne, but, you know, had a bit of a gap between runs now, drawn a wide barrier, and I don't think this is an easy race. There's some nice horses here, probably almost the toughest race he's contested in his career. So we're happy to bet top odds about Jimmy's Star for now, $3.10. We have gotten a bit of money out of him at that sort of a price, but we'll be happy to push him further until, and, you know, send him around a decent red result in the tab book. Just think he might be a little overhyped throughout his career, and he really needs to win Saturday if he wants to prove himself as, you know, a stakes class horse. I know they're talking about possibly a Stradbroke campaign for him. He'd want to be winning this race if he's going to get a start in a race like that.
We go to Mornington, the Sportsbet Mornington Cup. First Immortal, it's an open race. He's $4.60, but he's drawn awkwardly in gate 13. Is he one that you're going to take on in the Mornington Cup?
Yeah, we are actually presently top odds about him as well at that $4.60. Wasn't sure, he was heavily back to our start, wasn't too sure to what to make of that run, but obviously we know he's a horse that's up to this sort of a class. The map is a little tricky for him, so we're just happy to sit at that 460. Got a bit of money out of him about that sort of a price, but we'll hold it until we get a little more. One that has been good money here is the Kiwi Nereus. Certainly an interesting runner. We don't know a lot about him, to be honest, but has been $9.50 into $8, and it's currently our worst way in the book. So money suggests he'll certainly run well. And his record from New Zealand, though hard to measure up, does read quite well on paper for this sort of a race. So happy to keep that one Nereus a little safe here, and happy to sit top odds First Immortal for the time being.
Is there anything else at Mornington that we should either be following or you're keen to lay?
There was that horse from last week, Michael, End Assembly, the horse for Moody and Coleman, yep, which is first up from Queensland. It was scratched last week after being, you know, decently backed early. It's actually been $6 into $4.20 since we went up yesterday, and it's probably drawn a bit better, I think, gate four, in, you know, what's not probably the strongest race on the card. It is a big field, so certainly won't be easy for him to win, but money suggests he'll certainly be running well. Whereas if there's one that's probably a touch short for us, probably See What I See. Just starting to, being 220 into 180 since yesterday, but just starting to get up in the weights a little bit. Now fifth up into the prep, having won a maiden only a couple of months ago. Just seems well found to us at odds on after we bet $2.20 yesterday. So think it'll get back out to even money or so on the day. It was a big drift to last start before putting them away.
Listener wants to know, will you take on Amelia's Jewel in the Quokka again?
Yeah, Michael. Just, I think, obviously she ticked a few boxes first up. Was a good run coming from the back. But I think this is a much stronger race than what she faced in the Roma Cup. And she was beaten in this race last year by Overpass. Overpass looks a likely one. You know, obviously very good in Western Australia, being a winter bottom winner, last year's Quokka winner. Probably gets the lead here again. So Amelia's Jewel, drawn gate 12, likely going to get back close to last. Looks well found to us at the, you know, sub 350, now $3.20. So we'll be happy to take her on a little bit, Michael.
What's your best bet this weekend?
Certainly a tough one, Michael. I think Front Page, although short enough, probably looks the bet of the day at Randwick. Just as you said, you know, that Galaxy form, likely to go forward here, certainly looks very hard to beat. Whereas at Mornington, I think End Assembly, as I said, the money certainly suggests he'll probably run very well Saturday.
Good on you, Tim.
No worries, Michael. Thanks for having me on. And best of luck to any punters having a bet this weekend.
Tim Owens from The Tab joining us there.